the wall of the abdomen of our mother, and afterwards the wall of the womb, and finally the wall of the placenta. Within these three junctions, Allah Almighty strengthened us, and He protected us for 9 months. He fed us through one soul, the umbilical cord of our mother. 9 months, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, and the brothers of Islam. The reason being, Allah is Al-Amin. Allah is the protector. Allah is the one who nourishes us. Allah is the one who sustains us. And that is why Allah Almighty looks after us for 9 months. And as we come out of His word, Allah Almighty provides us another source of food, another source of sustenance, our mother's milk, which is a miracle. For in the seasons of summer, the milk is naturally cool in its nature. And in seasons of winter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it warm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after us so well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned us in the best of men. The reason being, my dear brothers, is Islam, that Allah Almighty has a noble purpose behind our creation. And Allah clarifies and explains that to us.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Allah Almighty, He did not create mankind and mankind for any other purpose other than ibadah, other than the worship of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, they said me that we have to spend our whole life in the masjid. Does that mean that we have to spend our whole life in salah? Does that mean that we have to spend our whole life in sajda, prostration? No. For our religion, Islam is a very broad religion. And the term ibadah that Allah Almighty uses, it is a broad spectrum term which consists of all actions compliant. For only through that, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, can we attain the stages of wilayah. And I think now would be a proper time to point a question. We should ask ourselves, are we the awliya of Allah? Are we the friends of Allah? Or are we the awliya of Shaytan? Are we the friends of Shaytan? For the term wilayah, it is an Arabic term which is the opposite of al-adawa. Al-wilayah means love. Primarily it means love. It means closeness, friendship. Likewise, al-adawa, which is the opposite, means enmity, hatred, distance. Allah the Almighty, He mentions in the Noble Quran, in regard to the awliya, the ayah which I said in the beginning, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Allahu Akbar. May Almighty Allah make us all from His awliya. They will have no fear. No fear will ever afflict them, nor will they be distressed in any manner. Allahu Akbar. And who are these awliya? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqun. They are those who believe in Allah Almighty. They are those who have broken iman perfectly. Wa kanu yattaqun. And then they fear and they are conscious of Allah the Almighty. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. for them is glad tidings in this world and the hereafter. La tabi ila kalimatillah, the words of Allah, the degree of Allah, never ever changes. La ika huwa al-fawzul azim. And that indeed is the greatest victory of all. The greatest victory. May Almighty Allah make us all in the awliya. And he respected elders and brothers in Islam. Now that I showed you the link between the word wilaya and awliya, and Allah gives us in the noble Quran, become the meaning of wilaya. I said that it primarily means love. Love, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is a concept. The thing that Almighty Allah has programmed in all of us human beings. In all of us human beings. Because when I say love, you can think about the love that you have for your children, the love that you have for your wife, the love that you have for your parents. You can look around and see the animals showing love to one another. We as humans, we love one another. But all of this, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, likewise you hear famous stories, love stories, Romeo and Juliet, Layla and Majnun, all of this are nothing, nothing at all in comparison to the love of Allah the Almighty. For that love, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is the perfect love. It is unparalleled. There is no similarity to any other creation of Allah the Almighty in regard to His love. As Allah the Almighty, He is Al-Wadud. One of the names and attributes of Allah Jalla wa Ala is Al-Wadud. The most loving, the most affectionate. This is our beloved Creator, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. So when we talk about the awliya of Allah, let's look at some of the ways and how we can make ourselves from the awliya of Allah. How we can win the love of our beloved Maker. Let's look at the ayah which I recited. There are two prerequisites mentioned in that ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the awliya of Allah. He says that there is no grief for them, there is no fear for them, and who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are those who have brought the iman perfectly, likewise they fear and they are conscious of Allah the Almighty. So my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, these are the two conditions, primary conditions. These are the two prerequisites to gain the love of Allah the Almighty. The first is iman. So what is iman? Iman is قَوْلٌ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَاَعْتِقَادٌ بِالْجَنَانِ أَوْ بِالْقَلْبِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ. Iman is a statement that you utter using your tongue. Likewise, it is a firm belief and a firm conviction that you bring through your heart. وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ. And likewise, it is actions that flow. Good deeds, a'mal, salihat, flow through your limbs. Parts of your body. This, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is an iman. So for all of us, we can say we are mu'minun, but the manifestation of our iman is through a'malu salihah, through five times for Allah, for example. We can call ourselves mu'minun, but each one of us, we can question ourselves, do we observe our salawat on time? Do we observe our five times salah on time? Do we make it to the masjid? Does the iman, the power we need, pull us towards the masjid? Does it pull us towards Allah? Does it save us from sin? Does it fill our hearts with taqwa and the consciousness of Allah the Almighty? For this is what iman is, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Iman is a reality. Iman has a taste. Iman is sweet. For a mu'min who attains the grades of wilaya, who attains the stages of wilaya, verily he will taste the sweetness of iman. He will be able to taste the sweetness of iman. That iman will protect him from all vice, from all transgression, and from all sin. For a believer, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, is the one who believes in Allah, According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وباليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره. A mu'min is the one who believes in the six articles of faith. He has to believe in Allah the Almighty. He has to believe in the angels of Allah. He has to believe in the messengers of Allah. He has to believe in the books of Allah, the revelations of Allah. He has to believe in the last day, the day of judgment. And he has to believe in Qadr, destiny, faith, the Qadr of Allah the Almighty, that good and evil is coming. This, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, makes a person a mu'min. And when does a mu'min attain the stages of wilaya? That is when he begins to taste the sweetness of the iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please remember salawat whenever I mention the beautiful name of our beloved Prophet. Hadith in Sahih Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Za ta'am al-iman man radiya billahi rabba wa bil-islam deena wa bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya aw rasula." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that for the one who is pleased with Allah the Almighty as his Rabb, as his nourisher, as his protector, as his creator, as his maker. Likewise, the one who is pleased with Rasul, with Islam being his deen, wa bi Islam deena, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya. And likewise, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being his messenger, being the messenger of Allah the Almighty, he has indeed tasted the sweetness of the iman. In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Al-Waliy huwa al-mu'min alladhi dhaqa halawat al-iman." The wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, is the one who has tasted the sweetness of the iman. He is the wali, he is the friend of Allah. A wali, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, is the one whose heart has been swept asunder with the nur of the iman. His heart is ablaze with the nur of iman. His heart is burning with the nur of iman. He is the wali, he is the friend of Allah the Almighty. And likewise, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, a person cannot attain the stages of wilaya only with iman. A person cannot attain the stages of wilaya. For that iman needs to be coupled with taqwa. Allahu Akbar. It has to be coupled with taqwa. And when we say taqwa, the first thing that comes to the mind is the fear of Allah. No, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it has a much broader meaning. Taqwa stems from the Arabic root waqa yaqi biqaya, which means to protect oneself. To protect oneself. To put up something, a barrier, to protect yourself. So literally, what taqwa means is that a person puts up a barrier to prevent and protect himself from the wrath of Allah, from the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah the Almighty. This is what taqwa is all about. Taqwa is to beautifully comply to all the commandments of Allah the Almighty, stay away from all that which He has prohibited. To stay away from all that which He has prohibited. Umar radiallahu anhu, the genius, he asked Uzay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu in regard to the definition of taqwa. Uzay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu then said, "Ya Umar, Umar radiallahu anhu, have you ever walked down a thorny path? Have you ever walked down a thorny path? A path filled with thorns, plants growing from all over its source?" Umar radiallahu anhu replied, "Yes, I have." Uzay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu then asked him, "So what did you do whilst you were walking down that path?" Umar radiallahu anhu replied, "I gathered my clothes together so that I did not snag them on those thorns or hurt myself. I took precaution. I moved away from the thorns and walked carefully." Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu then said, "That is the definition of taqwa. For those thorns, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, are the prohibitions of Allah the Almighty. Our life, this life that has been given to us, this dunya, is not something to love and something to let. attach yourself onto. Rather, the life of this dunya has been given to live and get over with, and prepare yourself for the akhirah, which is your final abode and destination. So in this life, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the prohibitions of Allah the Almighty are the thorns that are out to snag your clothes and harm you. It is up to you to take precaution. Al-Taqwa, fear Allah and be conscious of Him at all moments and at all times, and move yourself away from the prohibitions of Allah the Almighty. May Almighty Allah make us all from the Muttaqun. A good example to understand this, may the respected elders and brothers of Islam, as examples bring about clarity. Allah the Almighty, He says,
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا.
Allah the Almighty, He commands us, O slaves of Allah, do not even think of getting close to zina. Do not even think of getting close to zina. Allah does not say, do not indulge in the act of fornication. Do not indulge in the act of adultery. Rather, Allah the Almighty commanded us, do not even think of getting close to the act of fornication.
Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima. Ala wa inna hima Allahi ma'alimun.
Indeed, these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every king is a sanctuary. And what is a sanctuary? A sanctuary is a place fenced off, guarded off. For example, you take the president's house, you take the king's palace. Can anybody think of entering it the way he likes? It is guarded, it is fenced off. You cannot enter it the way you like. Likewise, every king has a sanctuary. It is guarded, nobody can enter. Likewise, the sanctuary of Allah the Almighty are His prohibition. All that is here is prohibition. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the place of Allah, if you do not dare enter the sanctuary of a worldly king, if you do not dare to enter the house of a worldly president, how dare you breach the sanctuary of Allah the Almighty? How dare we think that we can even get close to the sanctuary of Allah the Almighty? In regard to zina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that when we say zina, don't think that zina is the act itself, adultery or fornication. For the hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-aynani tazniyan zinahuma al-nazar, Allah alayhi wa sallam. Your two eyes, they also commit zina. And what is their zina? Those evil and lustful gazes that you cast on women. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said along the lines of these words, that a person being hammered in the middle of his head with a long nail, it is better for him to bear that excruciating pain than for him to touch the palm of a strange woman. Allah save us all. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said along the lines of these words, that when an adulterer are committing zina, once they are committing the act of fornication, Allah the Almighty removes the light of Iman from their heart. Allahu Akbar, Allah save us all. Allah save us all. And Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned in regard to the hadith that when Allah the Almighty removes the light, there is a chance that Allah the Almighty would never ever return the light of Iman. Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, in his book Rawdatul Muhibbin, he mentions, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, he mentions in regard to zina. Zina is something that would eventually lead a person from ma'siyah to ma'siyah, from one thing to the other thing. It is something that would lead him to disobeying his parents. Zina is something that would lead him to losing his wife. Zina is something that would lead him to losing his children. Zina is something that would lead him from one disobedience to the other disobedience. Zina is something that would lead him to loss of wealth. Zina is something that would deprive him from all the blessings of Allah the Almighty. May Almighty Allah save this ummah. May Almighty Allah save us all from the trap of zina. Imam Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he goes on to say that when an individual, when a person falls into the trap of zina, when he falls into this trap of sin, this great sin, no matter the greatest scholar on the face of this earth tries to advise a person, it will be as if the advice is falling upon deaf ears. It will be as if you are talking to a wall. He is not going to listen to you. He is not going to listen to you. It is like quicksand. He will keep pulling you in and in and in into the pit of hellfire. Allah save us all. Allah save us all. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this is how important taqwa is. So it saves you from all of these pits of sin. It saves you from all of these thorns that are out to snag you and harm you and stop you on the way. Your destination on that path, the path is your life. You are traversing on this path, which is the life of Allah has bestowed upon you, a transitory stage, the temporary. Your destination is Al-Akhirah. These thorns are the mahal, the prohibitions of Allah the Almighty. You need to take care, take precaution, and move carefully. The conscience of Allah the Almighty so that you can reach your destination, your goal peacefully without any harm. Allah the Almighty says in the noble Quran, and this is in regard to those who fall into sin. This is in regard to those who fall into zina. This is in regard to those who fall into different traps of sin. Allah the Almighty says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says that Allah the Almighty, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَكُ مُغَيِّرًا نِعْمَةً أَنْعَمَهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. Allah the Almighty, the minute He bestows upon a nation, upon a group of people, upon a few individuals, a bounty of His, He is never going to pluck it away. He is never going to change it or take it away. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Until they change. When they change from good to evil, then know that Allah the Almighty is going to remove those blessings that He has bestowed upon you. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And indeed, Allah is the most hearing, Allah is all hearing, and Allah is all knowing. Allah says in another place, وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And when Allah the Almighty declares, when Allah the Almighty decrees bad or ill for a nation, for a group of people, فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ, then there is no way to repel it. There is no way to escape from it. There is no escaping from the punishment of Allah the Almighty. وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ. And when Allah the Almighty declares and decrees something of that nature, then there is no protector for that nation. There is no protector for that group of people other than Allah the Almighty. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Coming back to the primary ayah that I recited, two conditions, Iman and Taqwa. And the result, may the respected elders and brothers in Islam, is لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. Allah Akbar. For them is glad tidings in this world and the hereafter. What more can we ask, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? What more can we ask? Allah says in regard to the people of Taqwa, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا. Indeed, the people of Taqwa is victory, is success. This world and the hereafter, my dear elders and brothers in Islam. Now, in regard to this ayah, there is a narration in Ibn Majah, it is recorded in Tirmidhi and also in Ahmad. Ubayd ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Could you tell me what is the tafsir, or what is the interpretation of this ayah that I recited? لَهُمْ بُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Ya Rasulullah, what is the glad tidings that will be given to them in this world and the hereafter? So my dear sisters and brothers in Islam, remember that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved teacher, if whenever he makes a tafsir, a commentary in regard to any verse from the Noble Quran, then there is no need for us to refer to any other scholar. There is no need to refer to any scholar, even if he be a giant in that field. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's word is final. If he has given the tafsir, then we need to suffice ourselves with it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not speak out of his own pocket, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, he does not speak out of his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever Prophet Muhammad has spoken is what divine inspiration from Allah the Almighty. So Rasulullah then replied, as for the glad tidings in this world, it is a ruqya salihah. Allah Allah. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with ruqya salihah. Good and pious dream, good and pious vision. It will either be that they will see good dreams, or else people, the mu'minun, the believers, men and women, they will see good dreams and come to them seeking the interpretation of these dreams. Wow. Today, we see nightmares. The glad tidings in this world is that you see good dreams. And as for the glad tidings of the hereafter, from my dear sister, elders and brothers in Islam, good dreams have good interpretation. Good dreams, good visions give you good interpretation. Likewise, the glad tidings of the hereafter is nothing other than Jannah. What more can the slave of Allah request? What more can the slave of Allah wish for? Allah the Almighty, He says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا حُبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا.
Almighty, He says, in regard to the awliya of Allah,
الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ,
they are those who say, our Lord, our Creator, our Maker is Allah. ثُمَّ اتَّقَامُوا, and they were steadfast on this.
تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ,
the angels will descend upon them and give them glad tidings.
لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا,
do not fear, do not despair, do not grieve.
وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ,
glad tidings will be given to them about the Jannah that has been promised to them.
نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا,
we are those people's awliya, protectors and friends in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. May Allah the Almighty make us all from His awliya. And my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, to fully fathom the magnanimity, the greatness of the love of our Creator, of our Maker, we need to understand how grand and powerful our Creator is. Today, people who have influence, people who have contact of those who are in high post, they prize themselves. They think themselves superior to others because they have got so and so contact number with them. It may be a worldly president, it may be a worldly king, a worldly monarch. But what about if your divine, if your link is with the divine creator? If your link is with the king of all kings? If your link is with the one who is the controller of all hearts? If your link is with the creator of this whole universe? Just imagine how lucky you would be, my dear sisters, elders and brothers in Islam. Allah the Almighty, who is the most great, the most powerful,
He describes himself in the noble Quran. Allahu nur as-samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi ka mishkatin fiha misbah. Al-misbah fi zujajah. الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسك نار يمضي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم. الله نور السماوات والأرض. الله the light of the heavens and the earth. مثل نوره كمشكاة. There is no comparison to Allah the Almighty, but for our futile minds to understand Allah gives us a parable. The example of His light, كَمِشْكَاتٍ فِيهَا مِصْبَاحٍ. It is a niche, in that niche there is a lamp glowing. الْمِصْبَاحُ فِي زُجَاجَةٍ, and that lamp is in a glass. الْزُجَاجَةُ كَأَنَّهَا كَوْكَبٌ دُرِّيٌّ. That glass is like a pearly white, bright star. يُوْقَدُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ زَيْتُونَ. And that glass is shining as if it is made of light, made of oil, from the blessed olive tree. لَا شَرْقِيَّةٌ وَلَا غَرْبِيَّةٌ. The tree is neither from the east nor the west. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ لَمْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. And that oil is ablaze, it is glowing, it is bright, even though as if the fire has not touched it. نُورٌ عَلَى نُورٌ. Light upon light. That is our creation, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. This is how powerful He is. يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And He guides to His light who He wishes. Only those whom He wishes, He guides to His light. Allahu Akbar, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all towards His light. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith which is recorded in Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother, father and myself be sanctified for him. He says, Inna Allah la yanam wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam. This is our powerful creator, our beloved maker. Indeed, Allah the Almighty, He does not sleep. Wa la yanbaghi lahu an yanam. Nor does it befit Allah the Almighty that He sleep. It does not befit Him that He even takes a slumber or a nap. يَخْفِضُ الْقِسْطَ وَيَرْفَعُ. He lowers the scales of things and he lifts the scales of things and lowers them. يَرْفَعُ إِلَيْهِ عَمَلُ اللَّيْلِ قَبْلَ عَمَلِ النَّهَارِ. The deeds of the night go to him before the deeds of the day. And likewise the deeds of the day go to him before the deeds of the night. حِجَابُهُ النُّورِ. The veil of Allah. The veil of Allah is made of light. The veil that covers Allah is made of light. لَوْ كَشَفَهُ. Hadith in Muslim, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. If Allah the Almighty were to remove that veil, لَأَحْرَقَتْ صُبْحَاتُ وَجْهِهِ مَنْ تَهَا إِلَيْهِ بَصَرُهُ مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. Allahu Akbar. This narration should make us tremble. This narration should put us in awe in front of our Creator. If Allah the Almighty were to remove that veil of His, the light of the face of Allah the Almighty would burn every single creation in the path of His sight. Allahu Akbar. This is our beloved Maker. This is our powerful, almighty Creator. the owner of the throne, who has ascended over the throne, kama yaliku bi shanihi wa jalali, in a manner that befits his majesty and his glory. This is our creator, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. And through these manners, through these ways, we can win his love. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. For the means we win the love of Allah the Almighty, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. What happened? Allah the Almighty, the King of all Kings, the Glorious, He calls Jibreel alayhi salam, Archangel Jibreel, not any other angel. He calls Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, O Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so. Allah the Almighty, today we hanker behind creation. We hanker behind the creation of Allah the Almighty. We hanker behind individuals who are in high hope. This is our beloved Maker who fashioned us in the wombs of our mothers. He calls Jibreel alayhi salam and says, I love so and so, so you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salam, the most powerful of angels, the greatest creation of Allah the Almighty, he cannot contain himself. He cannot contain himself. He rushes to the heavens. He goes to the heavens and he proclaims, Ya Ahl al-Samaa, O the people of the heavens, O the inhabitants of the heavens, Allah the Almighty loves so and so. Just imagine, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if your name is the name that is uttered in the heavens, Allah loves Abdullah, Allah loves Khalid, Allah loves Salman, Allah loves Ridwan, Allah loves Malik, Allahu Akbar. He proclaims in the heavens, Allah loves so and so, I love so and so, so you all of you love me. The inhabitants of the heavens then love the individual, and then love is placed in the humans of this earth, in the people of this earth, and everybody begins to love that individual. They would not know why they are loving him, but they would begin to admire and love him. This is because of the love of Allah the Almighty. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they go to a serious side to that hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates an individual, Allah save us all from the wrath of Allah, from the anger of Allah, from the hatred of Allah. If Allah hates a slave, once again he calls Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, I hate so and so, I despise so and so, so you also hate him. Jibreel alayhi salam rushes to the heavens, Ya Ahl al-Sama, O the inhabitants of the heavens, the dwellers of the heavens, Allah the Almighty hates so and so, you all also hate him. The inhabitants of the heavens begin to hate him. And not only that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, hatred is put in the people of this earth. Everybody begins to hate him. Trials, afflictions, calamities begin to grow closer to him. This is how iron goes closer to a magnet. Different types of trials, calamities and afflictions begin to afflict me. You do not know as to why am I being tested like this. But this would be due to the hatred of Allah the Almighty. So my dear elders and brothers in Islam, we should strive hard in this short life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, 60, 70, 80 years. We should strive hard to win the love of Allah, to win the love of our Maker, and to become from His awliya, and not become from the awliya of shaytan. For if you become the awliya of shaytan, you have sustained a clear loss. In this world, you will be tested and put into trials immensely. You will be a failure in this world, and you will be a failure in the akhirah, in the hereafter, and you will dwell and abide in Jahannam forever. Allah save us all. Allah forgive all of our sins and accept all of our deeds. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our good deeds and forgive all of our sins. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from His awliya, make us all from the friends of Allah. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us in the gardens of Jannah. Wa akhir da'wani an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.